Well, first of all, I don't know whether how you guys think, but sometimes I have an idea when I go to these meetings. Whatever, what was I thinking when I submitted this this title? But I guess that will get a little bit clearer. Hydraulic functions: the good, the bad, and the challenges. So the good is, okay, we have Rhine's expression. As Peter said, it has more than 4,000 references. None of us can really match that. And it leads to a closed form expression, so you can measure water retention, and with Rhine's closed form expression, you can actually estimate unsaturated hydraulic conductivity, which is normally very hard to measure. The bad thing is, though, and I will try to explain that in this lecture a little bit, is that it is not always well behaved. But Rhine and I worked over the past decade together with Faikalai to actually improve that that expression a little bit. However, I think there's still challenges for us as a community to keep improving our work on hydraulic properties. So I think it's still not a done deal. So this is the model. I'm not really gonna explain it. Everybody in this room probably knows it. This is Rhine's expression basically gives you an S-shaped curve that tends to describe water retention quite well. And with the expression for unsaturated hydraulic conductivity, you basically only need your saturated hydraulic conductivity to basically get the rest of the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity curve. So now we have a three-dimensional system that describes pressure head, saturation or water content, and unsaturated hydraulic conductivity. So when I arrived at the salinity lab in, I think it was 96, Faike and Rhine had worked on this unsaturated hydraulic properties database in SODA, which really enabled us to test how well this model is doing. So this is essentially called the Moalem-Venkenuchten model, or the Venkenuchten-Moalem model. You see variations, but essentially, and I probably should go to the next line, there's a couple of crucial parts in this equation that makes it a little bit tricky. First of all, we have KS, or a matching point. Secondly, we have the second term, the SE to the power L, is often called a tortuosity or connectivity parameter, or part. And this part is really derived from Rhine's water retention function combined with Moalem's expression. So there are some problematic things with this particular expression. So if we apply it to the NSODA database, and I selected about 235 samples from that database, and basically insert a measured KS in that function and fix L to 0.5, and this is what Moalem found in, I believe, was 76, then this is typically what you get: a function that does not really describe the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity data very well. Now, this is just one data set, actually Harry Verreken's data for a sand. But if you apply that for those 235 samples from the NSODA database, then you get an error of 1.3. So this is kind of a logarithmic error, so you can be wrong by a factor of 20. So this is not very good. Okay, so you can do other things. First of all, you can try to fit that matching point. So try to optimize that matching point. And when you do that, you get a slightly better fit, but still, it doesn't really describe your data very well. So now your fitting error is about one order of magnitude. That's basically what this number is saying. So we can still be wrong by a factor of 10. So Moalem found his 0.5 parameter for L by just fitting his catalog. It's a fitting parameter. It was just the minimum error that he found for a number of samples. And this is the actual curve that Moalem found. So we did a similar exercise for NSODA database, and lo and behold, we find an optimal L of minus 1. Now, this is really problematic. This is really a problem because L, for that model to be physically realistic, L needs to be larger than 0. So minus 1 basically renders this model unphysical. So this is kind of a problem and something that we still haven't found out. This is not, it's not just us who found this. Also, Kosugi found it using a different model. So it's not really specific to this, to Rhien's model. It's also found with other models. And Kosugi actually got a value that was slightly larger than minus 1. Okay, so let's use this value, though, and see how well we're doing. So now we have the green curve, which actually tends to fit the data slightly better. I mean, we're still systematic errors, but overall our overall error is smaller, somewhat smaller. Near saturation, however, we start making larger systematic errors. But this is for an L of minus 1. So the next step, of course, could be, okay, let L completely float. Let's take it completely empirical. And now we actually fit the data at the dry end. So the higher matrix potentials, we fit the data quite well. And what we also do is actually fit KS. So we now have two fitting parameters in that conductivity part of the Moellen van Genuchten equation. So now we have an error that is substantially smaller than the original model. And this is work we actually published in 2000, I think. The problem here is, of course, this is my measured KS. And the model, when you fit it to unsaturated hydraulic conductivity data, actually comes up with an effective KS at saturation that is about one order of magnitude smaller. So really, in this area, you have a discontinuity. So basically, we now have two KS values, one that you measured and one that is apparent from your unsaturated hydraulic conductivity data. So there are fairly large systematic errors near saturation, which is a problem when you do models like HYDROS, because there's a lot of flow going on because your hydraulic conductivities are larger near saturation. So one thing that we did, and this is actually in conjunction with work that Rhien did with Tom Vogel and Cislarova, is modify his model to take care of some numerical problems that are in the van Genuchten model. I'm not really going to talk about those in this lecture. But what we did is look at residuals between the last model I presented and the actual measurements. So that's what you see here in this graph. So this is a mean error, so really a systematic error, showing that the red line, which is the fitted model, underestimates hydraulic conductivity near saturation. So this is matrix potential pressure head, and this is the actual mean error. And the bars are basically the number of measurements that are available in UNSODA. So in the dry end, we do fairly well, but near saturation, we don't do so well. And if you analyze these residuals, you can actually, what we did is basically fit or establish a piecewise linear curve to describe those residuals. So if you combine it with this model, and I'm really not going to talk about the Vogel model that Rhien also worked on. It's a fairly complicated correction that really eliminates some of the bad behavior near saturation. But if you apply that model, then really what you get is kind of a humped curve near saturation, which is attractive to interpret in terms of macropores and mesopores and maybe matrix. But that is stuff that I'm actually still working on. But so that paper is really coming, Rhien, at some point. But with this model, if you do that for the entire database that we originally selected, we actually have an error now that is 0.26. Now, what is also important to note is This model does not really introduce additional parameters. This is basically a database-wide correction. What you do need, though, is some way to estimate that hydraulic conductivity that actually is defined by your unsaturated hydraulic conductivity measurements. But this tends to describe the data that are, at least in SODA, fairly well. So what you get is this purple or pink curve is a model with fairly low mean errors all across the pressure range. So at this point you might say, okay, fine, this works, but we also need to realize that we basically tweaked the model. It's basically an empirical correction to a model that was originally physical, but actually is, by the way we treated the model and fitted parameters, it's actually not physical anymore. So what I've come interested in over the past years, and really with Rin's support, is to look at unsaturated hydraulic conductivity and hydraulic properties in a different way. See, as soil physicists, we consider the retention curve or the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity curve as basically something very elementary. But you can also try to actually simulate such a curve from what you might call first principles, but basically pore geometry and surface tension and things like that. And that's stuff that I've been working on in terms of lattice Boltzmann modeling over the past 8 years. So I'm not really going to explain this either, but basically lattice Boltzmann models allow you to simulate flow at the microscopic level, the level at which, say, the pore scale model that Mualem established was based on. But now you can basically obtain an arbitrary pore geometry and actually try to simulate what kind of retention curve you get from that. And with the same types of models, you can actually also simulate flow in that structure, in two-phase type of flow. So you can actually have air-water interfaces. So that's a fundamentally different way of looking at this. So how does this work? This is basically a bundle of capillaries. You can basically try to impose a capillary pressure across this system. And if you increase this, these capillaries will actually empty. So this is a very simplistic system. So, but this works very well. But I'm also working with Dorte Wildenschild and others who basically observe the real pore structure of media. So what Dorte gets from synchrotron observations, and this is the synchrotron in Argonne near Chicago, is basically very detailed distributions of fluids in porous media. Her data, her observations of the pore structure can directly go into a lattice Boltzmann model. And if you do those simulations, and the small symbols connected with lines are her experimental data, data derived from microtomography observations. So those are her data, and with the lattice Boltzmann model, you can actually replicate this without really fitting any parameters. Okay, you have to set a surface tension, but that's a physical parameter. So this actually runs, comes directly out of such a microscopic treatment. So basically we simulated, instead of using a measured hydraulic conductivity or a water retention curve, we actually simulated one. Not only that, oh, by the way, this image generated, took 2 years of computation time and generated about 20 tons of carbon dioxide. So I'm guilty, okay? Not only do we get those volume average curves right, so water retention, measured water retention right, but with lattice Boltzmann models, we can actually replicate the actual fluid distribution. So this is measured fluid distribution observed by Dorte in a glass bead system. These are the actual fluid distributions with a model, and I was actually blown away when I saw this curve, or this images. Other things that we do is derive interfacial areas between the fluid and the gas, basically air. And I see I need to hurry up. So finally, we're basically trying to consider this in terms of a three-dimensional system in which we basically describe pressure, saturation, but also interfacial area. And with a number of simulations that we're able to do with Lattice Boltzmann, we can actually explain away hysteresis. So this is basically one unique curve in a three-dimensional space that basically encapsulates hysteresis. So in the future, we're planning to actually extend this to unsaturated hydraulic conductivity, so basically which gives us a four-dimensional system. So the challenge here is, can we derive or establish some kind of analytical expression that describes the three or four-dimensional system? So really what I should finally show here, if you project this curve, this three-dimensional curve, or this curved surface, back to the pressure saturation plane, then you should actually get Riens or a similar type of S-type curve back. So that is something we're actually working on right now. So this is where I think the future should go in, as far as I'm concerned, is trying to, you know, try new approaches to get better descriptions of hydraulic properties. Thank you very much.